I would like to confirm to you that Dr. Riek Machar has received and accepted his Holy Grace invitation to attend the meeting in Vatican with President Salva Kiir last week. However, we have not been officially connected with the IGAD, whether he's allowed or they will allow him to travel or not. As we speak now, Dr. Riek Machar is still in his house confinement here in Khartoum.
So the meeting is supposed to take place on Wednesday and Thursday. So you are saying that he has not received any information from IGAD. So does it mean he will go for the retreat?
Dr. Riek Machar has demonstrated or had heard that he will like to attend this very important meeting. But now the ball in the court of IGAD, whether to allow him to travel or not. But himself, he is eager to attend this meeting.
Tell us, why is Dr. Machar still in confinement in Khartoum even after signing the revitalized agreement?
Actually, this is a million-dollar question. We still wonder why Dr. Riek Machar is still in detention. It only reflects that the IGAD is biased to the conflict in South Sudan, because Dr. Riek Machar is a key player within the peace agreement in South Sudan and within the conflict in South Sudanese. So therefore, we don't know till now why Dr. Riek Machar is still in the house confinement, because we try to ask them several times, but we don't get a clear answer why he's still under house confinement here in Khartoum, because Dr. Riek Machar has signed the agreement to as part of the SPLM-IO, and there's a provision within the agreement that says all the political detainees and the political prisons should be freed immediately. So the IGAD should answer this question, not us.
Now, in case he's allowed to travel to the Vatican for this retreat, how many people are expected to go with him?
The number of the delegation, it would not be that big to us. It would be just a small number. It's him and some 8 key members within the leadership of the SPLM-IO. But now, the focus in how to attend that meeting, because till now, as we speak, we have not received an official communication from the IGAD that allows him to travel to the Vatican. We are not only calling for the IGAD to allow him to go to Rome, but we are calling for the IGAD to release him from this unlawful and just detention, because it doesn't make sense to us now, unless the IGAD has a different sense about the peace process in South Sudan, and they contradict what they've been calling as a mediator, because if you're a mediator, you don't take sides. But to us now, so that the IGAD is not being neutral, so therefore we call the IGAD to adhere to their role as a mediator and to show their neutrality to the process in South Sudan, because the release of Dr. Riek Machar no doubt will help in the process of the dissemination agreement and will shed light about how to implement this peace agreement later and in this period.
Just in case he goes for this retreat, what lessons do we expect to learn from the Holy Father?
As we know, the Holy Father, it will spread peace among the leaders of South Sudan. So this is the message that we expected for the Holy Grace to tell our leaders that will attend this meeting. Dr. Riek Machar is a man of peace, and he showed the world and the people of South Sudan in several times that he's a man who loves peace, and this war, he was fought. But now we're in a different era. Thus, we should all of us concentrate how to make this peace last in South Sudan for the sake of our people, that who's suffering in the refugee camps and those in the IDPs, and so that we can rebuild a new South Sudan rather than the one that we have now.
Now, the 12th of May 2019 is around the corner. What are the plans in place for the formation of the revitalized transitional government of national unity?
The implementation of the agreement is very important to us, and this is a thing that we will do our best to see it through on the ground. However, there's a several provisions within the agreement that should be implemented first, such as the security arrangement. As we speak now, all these provisions of the security arrangements have not been set or have not been implemented. So therefore, there's a necessity or there's a need for all these provisions to be implemented, because this time around, we need a solid and a strong agreement. It's not just an agreement as one that was collapsed in 2016. So the formation of the agreement, according to the SPLMIO, we don't think that it will happen as expected or as being articulated in the agreement. It may simply because there's a lack of the conducive atmosphere and there's an important provisions within the agreement has not been implemented yet.
Where is the problem, if you can tell us clearly, that is making the formation of the unified forces difficult?
There's a lot of obstacles that prevent this security arrangement to be implemented, mainly as the lack of resources or funds to fund these activities. Another thing is the lack of political will within the government, because now there's a revenue of the oil that go into the accounts of the government. The government should use this money to fund this agreement, because this agreement is for all of us as South Sudanese. This agreement is how peace could be prevailed again to our country. So they should take the step that everyone was expected from them to implement this agreement, because they are the one who have resources. They are the incumbent government. So they should use the oil revenue to fund this agreement. So we know that revenue are not enough, but as a starter, they can use that. And after that, we can call for the friends of the people of South Sudan and the stakeholders to help us.